You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Okay, a couple of weeks ago I spoke to Angus Stone from Dope Lemon. You may know him from Angus and Julia Stone. Dope Lemon, last time they played down here at the Power Station, sold out in like 2 seconds. This time he's back for Elemental Nights. He's playing with a full band at the Auckland Town Hall. I spoke to him and asked them some, I suppose, kind of deep questions. Here's that conversation. How do you define what you do, and how did you come to do it?
I think it's just it's a progression of all the little bits you pick up along the way, and some of them are more poignant than others, and I think others sort of sink in that you start to realize have become a big part of who you are. I was pulled out of school when I was younger. I started to go down the path of, you know, getting mixed up in all sorts of stuff. And my mum pulled me out of school, and she actually took me to this place called Chalalan. It's like a, it's in South America in the Amazon. And we lived there for a year. And I saw some amazing things. I saw the sort of how something, you know, the health issues over there, something so simple that could be fixed, can end up being, you know, change someone's life, and just things like that. That had a big impact. But I sort of look back in hindsight, and it's only now things are clicking. To what sort of had a sort of a strong role in my life, and I think that sort of added to my storytelling in songs and being able to. When I came back from that trip, I definitely I was young, but I just saw the world in a whole different scope. You know, it was the problems that people were sort of talking about in our area at the time, it seemed really insignificant. I was able to escape and go to these other worlds, and I think music for me, it does that. Long story.
Nice one. Now describe your first musical memory.
First musical memory, my mum actually, she bought me a ticket to the Rolling Stones when I was a little grommet, and that was pretty cool. It was kind of at the level when they were, you know, they were playing big stadiums, so it wasn't like it was an intimate show or anything, but that was sort of my first live concert. Apart from that, it was, you know, our parents were... My dad was a wedding singer, and we grew up falling asleep under wedding tables, and, you know, through the week at night listening to dad's band rehearse, and I think those early moments in life, eventually it was only going to become second nature and in our blood when we grew up. And yeah, I guess those were my first sort of experiences.
Nice one. Now, describe your best musical memory to date.
Best musical memory to date. Best musical memory. Man, you know what? This sounds really like sort of cliche, I guess. But every show we play, it feels like it's the best. It's something will happen, or you'll catch someone's eye, or there'll be just a bit of magic that will sort of pull you back into what it is you're doing. And but you can't put your finger on it. You can just feel it in the air. And I don't know. It's ever showing its base. You know, like that feeling. The best feeling you've ever felt before. I guess that's why I love doing it and playing live shows. It's, you know, you're constantly being reminded that it's such a beautiful thing to share.
Amazing. When was a time when a firmly held belief was tested?
I don't know.
I
think we all get tested every day.
Yeah.
With things that we believe in that we have to sacrifice on. I think as long as you're doing it for a good that can help you and possibly what's going on in that moment and others, I think that's when it can be tested. I don't know. That's a really good question.
Okay.
But yeah.
Where do you feel artistic progression leads?
I think it leads to a lot of things. I think it leads to chaos. It leads to beautiful romance and leads to having a very, really broad outlook on life when it comes to the way you're able to travel with it. And sometimes it can be the perfect storm in a good way, and then on the other side of it, it can be not so good with that sort of life that you live. But I'd say a perfect storm. I don't know.
Nice. How do you define success?
You know, I think it you define success on the happiness that what that success you believe gives you, and what that success is that you've dedicated your life to. It only really makes sense if you're getting some sort of happiness out of it. I think it'll come to a point. Doesn't matter how much money you make or how many people know what it is that you do that makes you who you are, or the craft that you're doing. I think in the end, it all comes down to, is this making me happy? And and should you continue? You know, I think that just asking yourself those questions are really important. But, you know, send me that question in writing and I'll come up with something better.
All right, I've got two doozies left, all right? So get ready for it.
Okay.
Describe something you haven't created yet that you'd like to create.
Wow. I've been, you know what, since I was a kid, I always used to build little tree houses, like little bases in the bush here. And but I'm just looking out my window now and there's this beautiful tree that I've always wanted to build, like an actual mini house up there in the tree, and it's got a beautiful view. Great place to, you know, kick back on a little deck up in the tree, smoke a joint, do whatever it is, have a beer.
Yeah, totally.
That's something I haven't done yet, is built a tree house.
Yes. That is an epic goal.
For me as an adult.
There's plenty of time.
Adult tree. Yeah.
Yeah. Another one. Here we go. What do you believe is the most essential function of art?
Essential function of art. I think it's for someone to feel something. I think sometimes we can get lost in what it is that that makes us feel alive, or it sometimes it invokes a memory that it's like when you get a smell of, you know, I don't know, like when it's spring and you can smell the flowers, that pollen in the air, and it reminds you of, you know, being a kid, you know, at doing something with your friends that was a cool memory. I think it's the same thing with music. When it enlivens something in you And I think you can see that sometimes when you look out in the crowd, and you know, or someone will come up to you on the street and say, listen, I don't mean to stop you, but I sometimes it's either really, really hectic, like some people, where I was in a car accident when your music was playing on the radio, or I got married to your music, and you know, or me and my lover, we, you know, it was a song that we had on our first road trip away, and it's what we fell in love to. And those things are what I guess what it's all about in the end is, you know, making that connection with you know, everyone, human nature. It can be tough out there, and you know, I think music's what it's good for.
Excellent. Hey, Angus, thank you so much for having a crack at those questions. I guess we're just down to the nice, easy stuff now. Dope Lemon playing Auckland Town Hall Friday the 22nd of July. Get tickets from Ticketmaster. So you're going to hit the town hall with a band. Tell us about the band that you're playing with in a live setting.
Yeah, so it's a six-piece. Just friends from around the world that are really, really gifted and unique. They've all got their own. They're all cartoon characters in their own right. I've been working with this visual designer on getting those visuals sorted for the tour, and it's going to be it's sort of all in it snakes its way in through the set, and it's really cool. We're going to be playing some new stuff that's unreleased, and also just we're going to be having a good time. It's been a while since we've been. Last time we were back, we played the Power Station. It was 3 years ago.
Yes.
So to be able to play the Town Hall, it's I know that is quite a gem for you guys there, and it's a beautiful venue. Mm. It's really cool, the whole setup. It's going to be epic.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.